So this is one of those days where something happens, and in your mind, you think, what do I say to that? What am I talking about? Trump now promising, basically trying to bribe the voters across America, promising to pay everybody $5,000 if the GOP holds the House and the Senate. And he calls it the Trump dividend. So it's basically just announcing, you know, bribery. But I want you to hear him say it, because it sounds so ridiculous, you might think I'm making it up, but of course I'm not. It's just the latest ridiculous promise from Trump, who has lost all credibility around the entire world in the minds of every rational person, as well as all economists at this point. It's like, what? You're just going to print almost $1.5 trillion and hand it out to people to reward them for voting for the GOP? What? Surely that's not just stupid, but illegal. But let's hear Trump say it.
We might not win. The reason the Democrats can't do that is because they don't do tariffs. They don't take in money. All they know is poverty and how to ruin our country. But we're making a fortune. So if the Republicans win, you win with us and you get $5,000. It will be called the Trump dividend. We'll call it the Trump dividend. Congratulations.
All right, there you go. Trump promising the Trump dividend, which is really a low point of our modern idiocracy. So I actually wanted to play this scene for you from the film Idiocracy by Mike Judge, released in 2006. And it only took 20 years for it to become a documentary of the Trump administration. But listen to this scene out of Idiocracy, where our hero is offering Frito, the attorney, the lawyer from the future, all kinds of billions of dollars if he'll help him find the time machine so he can go back in time and put money in his account. And it's almost like Trump is performing this scene straight out of Idiocracy. So take a look.
You get me to the time machine, and when I get back, I open a savings account in your name. That way, 500 years later, it'll be worth billions.
Because
of the interest, it'll be worth billions of dollars.
Oh, I like money.
Yeah.
How many billions?
Like 10.
Time machine costs like 20.
Yeah, okay. 30, Frito.
If you gave me 30 billion and the time machine is 20, what's the minus of 30 and 20?
It's 80, Frito. It's $80 billion. That's a mighty big minus, isn't it?
Yeah. I like money, though.
Police, open the door. We're looking for an escaped individual. This particular individual's name is not sure.
He's somewhere else.
He's somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, there's ProWare on the top and a sword in the middle.
A cup machine in the vicinity caught his tattoo. Seemed to be heading for this particular domicile.
Okay, sir, we're coming in.
No, you can't come in.
Can't too.
All right, let's go get my billions.
So you see how that's Trump's promise now? It's like, you keep me in power, you keep the GOP in power in the House and the Senate, and I'll give you all this money. Money that will just be, of course, printed out of nothing. Let's back up. It's just a fake promise anyway. It's just like the Doge checks and the tariff windfall that was promised and... The court's already ruled against the tariffs. And when Trump is claiming, oh, we're getting rich, he's talking about his family, himself and his family, not you, not America. America is suffering under the Trump presidency. He's wrecking the economy. He's wrecking supply chains. He's wrecking, I mean, look at what's happening with the energy prices. Diesel's practically $6 a gallon now, and shortages are coming. So, number one, Trump's just lying. Even if the GOP kept the House and the Senate, he has no authority to just send a $5,000 check to every adult in America. And secondly, you know, surely such an act would require an act of Congress to approve. If anybody were to even take it seriously, which no economist would ever say this is a good idea. This is the craziest thing ever. I mean, this is crazier than anything the Democrats have come up with so far. This is helicopter money. This is print money and just throw it at people. Remember, by the way, I predicted this. I predicted exactly this would happen. I said that they would find ways to print money and distribute it to the people. This is what Trump's doing or promising to do. But isn't this also illegal to basically be saying that I, as president, will bribe you to vote for the GOP and then I will pay you off after the vote if we keep the House and Senate? Doesn't that violate some kind of, you know, campaign laws somewhere to promise to use the government, if you stay in power, to use the government to print money and hand out money to the people whose votes you influenced by your corrupt promise? Isn't that clearly illegal? If not just stupid, and it's also just, you know, embarrassing. Trump is making America the laughingstock of the world at this point. I used to think, I mean, not that long ago, I was saying, you know, Trump needs to be removed from power because he's insane or he's incompetent or he's operating like a mafia boss. Now it's just, he's embarrassing. Oh my God. It's embarrassing. You know, it's like if you had an elderly parent or something and you took them to the Waffle House, like if you had an elderly father you were taking care of, you took him to the Waffle House and he shits himself at the Waffle House. You know, oh, Dad, why'd you do that? That's what Trump has become. He's become the senile old dad that shit himself at the Waffle House. Like, oh, my God, I hope people don't see that. Except he did it. He announced he shit himself on national television as part of, sorry about my language, by the way, but sometimes there are no other words. But he did this in front of a national audience at, apparently there's a RNC convention taking place in Texas right now. I know you may not have heard that because nobody else has heard of it either. There's nobody there. A couple hundred people, whoever they could, you know, pay to show up, whoever they could put in the camera shot, you know, and that's about it. Nobody else is there. It's basically theater. And they hand them all like American flags and signs and everything that were pre-printed and told everybody, you know, look excited and smile and look, you know, but actually it looks like a geriatric, you know, nursing home convention or something. It's bad, folks. It's bad. And I'm not saying that if the Democrats come into power that they're going to be any better, because we know exactly what that looks like. It just a different flavor of tyranny, an anti-Second Amendment, you know, and also pro-censorship, and, you know, also pro-vaccine, but so is Trump. So there's just not much difference between the two parties anymore. It's just which flavor of tyranny and incompetence that you want to see performing. And right now we're getting the Trump tyranny and the Trump incompetence, and it's bad. It's very disturbing to watch this. So what do you think led Trump to announce this so-called Trump dividend, which I'm sure every economist in the world is shaking their heads like, oh my God, he really went there? This is so retarded. But what caused him to do that? Clearly, this is an act of desperation, political desperation. Clearly, Trump is now being told by somebody in his inner circle that you're losing badly in the polls. The GOP is losing badly. And it looks like the Democrats are going to sweep these midterm elections and they're going to take back the House and the Senate. And when they take the House, of course, they'll have their new House Majority Leader, whoever that is. And come January 2027, when they are sworn in, you can bet they will have a stack of subpoenas and potentially criminal investigations, although, you know, Trump will still control the DOJ for the next couple of years. But the House alone can drag Trump and his corrupt administration through 2 years of investigative hell and public testimony and subpoenas and all kinds of legal maneuvering. And that's exactly what the Democrats plan to do. Exactly. They will have the documents, the subpoenas, ready to go on day one. And I've said this publicly. I am not going to oppose any of it. I'm frankly, Trump deserves what's coming. America doesn't deserve it. See, Trump is damaging America. Trump's hurting the American people, including his own supporters, including what was MAGA. We're all being damaged by Trump. And no, I didn't vote for Trump this third time. I did vote for him two times before, but not this most recent time. For reasons I talked about on this podcast, by the way, but he's hurting his own support base. And I don't want to see America hurt, but I absolutely want to see Trump stopped. And the only way that's going to happen in this current totally corrupt uniparty political system is for the other faction to start running investigations, which is exactly what they intend to do. And frankly, I'm interested. I want to see what comes out of this because I know there's insider trading going on, all kinds of corrupt deals and insider trading on commodities that will be impacted by tariff announcements, you know, a day or two later. The level of criminal corruption in the Trump administration makes Joe and Hunter Biden look like Boy Scouts, you know? I mean, Hunter Biden looks like an angel compared to what Trump and his family members are doing right now. It's sadistic almost against this nation. But let's suppose that maybe the GOP can rig the elections enough to keep the House and keep the Senate. I mean, I doubt it because the Democrats are much better at rigging elections. Obviously, we know that. So the Democrats are going to rig like never before. And they're almost certainly going to take the House and most likely the Senate as well. But if they didn't, then suppose if Trump actually had the Treasury issue $5,000 checks and had them mailed out to all the U.S. adults everywhere. So every person in America received $5,000. Number one, what would be the value of those dollars? Well, it would be a lot less because it would cause, you know, well, more monetary debasement or price inflation as that roughly $1.5 trillion or approaching that, maybe it's only $1.2 trillion, whatever it is, as that money starts chasing the same limited goods, you know, everything from down payments on cars to consumer goods to houses, etc. And so it will cause prices to go up on groceries and I mean, it might actually be a bit of a bump for the real estate market, which Trump would say, see, we rescued the real estate market. Now, yeah, but you don't create value by printing currency, you see. And besides, a lot of people are going to use that $5,000 to buy hookers and blow. I mean, the hookers are going to do great following that, you know, and all the crack dealers or whatever, the meth dealers, like, wow, the Trump dividend. Woo, start cooking some more meth, you know. What was the Breaking Bad, you know, break out the Breaking Bad. It's time. And then for a little while, all the restaurants will be filled with people spending the $5,000 because we saw that during COVID when everybody got the COVID, you know, debit cards that were mailed out to people. I mean, this happened before. And in fact, part of COVID, I believe in retrospect, part of the motivation behind that was to have an excuse to print trillions of dollars and distribute it to people as an economic stimulus to prevent the total collapse of the currency, but to disguise it as an emergency economic rescue package during a pandemic emergency. So COVID served that purpose, to print money and hand it out to everybody. Because at this point, you know, we're obviously headed into a feedback loop that's going to end in something like Weimar Germany, hyperinflation. We're not there yet, but that's clearly where this is going. And along the way, they need excuses to hand out money to people. I've even thought at some point they would maybe, you know, end the IRS and just refund everybody who paid into it for the last few years. Just send all your money back and just call it a refund. It's actually economic stimulus, you see. And then whatever the government needs, they just print it. So, of course, it's just monetary debasement, which ultimately makes everybody more impoverished, not wealthy. And by the way, if Trump actually does send out $5,000 to everybody, you know what the smart thing to do with that money would be? Buy gold. Buy gold and silver, because that whole program is proof that gold and silver are going to go up in dollar price because the dollars are going down in value. In fact, the smart people would just turn around and buy, you know, an ounce of gold and whatever extra silver they could get with that $5,000. The stupid people will spend it on hookers and blow, and then they'll end up just as impoverished. And really, most American families are going to end up paying much more in food, fuel, and health insurance than $5,000 would even cover. So Trump's policies are costing you far more money than he can possibly make up for by giving you $5,000. And that's not even the proper role of the government anyway. It's not the job of the government to print money and hand it out to people. But you see, there's another word for this. Universal basic income. Mm-hmm. Or in this case, maybe UBB, universal basic bribery. You know they're going to be pushing UBIs, right? Because of the rise of robotics and automation taking people's jobs and replacing people. So maybe this is going to be a test run for the UBIs. Like, hey, let's just hand out $5,000 to everybody. And if that goes well and, you know, the stock market goes up and housing prices go up and the economy appears to be booming, then we'll just give everybody $5,000 a month. Month after month. Dispatch the money helicopters, you know, crank up the printing presses, you know, that's what it's going to be. And for a little while, everybody will think, oh, this is it. This is, you know, this is Trump's 5D chess. This must be the quantum financial system. All the money's being unleashed for we the people. You know, like dumbasses are going to think that for a little while until the value of the currency absolutely collapses and they end up owning nothing. Because that's where this leads, obviously. Because you can't change the laws of economics. You can't. And this mistake of just printing currency, of course, has been repeated again and again throughout history. Not once has it ever ended well for the people. Sometimes it ends well for the, you know, the king or whoever, the prince or whoever's in charge or the queen. It has never ended well for the people. In every case that I've ever seen, this leads to an end of the road scenario where the people are impoverished. And there's no reason to think that this one's going to end any differently. So Trump standing there like a moron, trying to bribe you and offering you $5,000 if you vote for the GOP. In my mind, that is a reason to call for this guy to be removed from office. And if the GOP had any credibility, they would impeach Trump themselves and try to save their own reputation. But I guess they're all totally occupied and owned by the Zionists at this point, so they're just going to keep Trump in power until he destroys America. It destroys our currency, destroys our supply chains, destroys our industry, destroys our credibility, and destroys our military. Because all of those things are happening at the same time. And the American people are going to be left impoverished and just destitute, homeless, owning nothing and not being happy. And in the long run, Trump will be recognized as the destroyer of America, not its savior. But in the middle of all of this, there are still people who think that Trump is going to be their hero for handing them $5,000 at a time. That's actually a recipe for total currency collapse and destruction. So once again, gold and silver are probably your wisest path to protect yourself from this fiscal insanity being pushed by a desperate president who clearly realizes that he is extremely unpopular. His policies are extremely unpopular, and his party is extremely unpopular. And this ploy won't work, by the way. It's not going to work at all. There's intense hatred towards what Trump has done at this point. He's seen as a traitor by an increasing number of Americans. So they're not going to be swayed by an empty promise for $5,000. This is one empty promise of a long string of empty promises. from Trump and from this administration that has turned its back on the American people, turned its back on the America First movement, and clearly it has put Israel first and America last, and now they're trying to buy your vote to keep them in power while they continue to rape and pillage this country to its core. It's not going to work, though. Well, look, if you get 5,000 from the government, you know, buy solar panels. They're about to skyrocket in price, double or triple next year. Buy infrastructure. Buy a GPU to run local AI, because those are going to get crazy expensive next year, even more so than they are now, probably. Or buy gold and silver, you know? Those are the things that are going to get you through. Buy infrastructure. Don't waste it on something that loses value. Buy infrastructure and prepare for your country and your currency and your government to collapse all around you, because that's exactly what's coming. By the way, if you want to invest in some infrastructure with whatever money you have dedicated to this, our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com, they've got solar generators. And they have Faraday bags for the solar panels also, and Faraday bags for the generators. You could buy those separately. So you can actually harvest, you know, sunlight, and you can run electronics, and you can charge devices, keep the lights on, you know, depending on the size of the unit that you buy. But check those out at sat123.com, because they're helping people handle the power grid, you know, the blackouts and the failures that are increasing in frequency across America. So that's a good investment. If you happen to encounter some extra funds, think about purchasing infrastructure that will give you a stronger future. So that's my advice. Or gold and silver, you know. All of that would be a good choice. Or you could just buy hookers and blow. But frankly, I don't know what the prices are in that market, but I doubt that $5,000 buys much in the way of hookers, plural, and blow. I mean, there's so much inflation probably even in that market. For $5,000, you might get more like one hooker and a cup of coffee. You know, not really hookers and blow. I'm just guessing, you know. It just doesn't sound like that much for the black market of services and illicit drugs, right? It doesn't sound like a lot of money. So probably can't even get hookers and blow with the stimulus money, but not that anybody listening to this would give a crap about that, but that's what a lot of people across America would do, you know, like free money. Now I can finally, you know, party hardy or whatever people are into. Is it? Okay. Whatever. We'll see where this goes, folks. And look, I can't tell you. I'm not telling you who to vote for, because there's really no rational option at this point, is there? I'm just saying I can't vote for this insanity. I withhold my vote from this whole system. That's my choice. You know, do what you think is right for you, but I cannot participate in this. My goal is to teach principles of getting off grid, you know, disconnecting from this corrupt, collapsing system. I'm going to continue to teach that to help you and I and as many of us as possible make it through this insanity that's coming. And we'll just pray for protection so that we can make it through and help as many people as we can along the way, and hope that some radical changes come along that might have a chance at saving this republic. But I don't know. I'm not too optimistic about that. We'll see. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. If you want to catch my videos and interviews, you can find those at brightvideos.com. Or my articles are at naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Protein is a crucial nutrient that is necessary for good overall health. Incorporate protein into your daily routine with the Health Ranger Store's selection of lab-verified protein powders. Only at healthrangerstore.com.